So everybody said yesterday we left off four kashas in the Gemara. Let's take a careful look. Now that we have come to the conclusion that everyone agrees that Orl Arbasa means the night, that both Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, although one said Nagi and one said Leili, they really both meant night, just different ways of saying it. Now that we know that because Chametz is at night, and that's what our Mishnah is saying, so now we're bothered, Nivdak Mishas. Nivdak Mishas. So Rashi, the first year Maschil Nivdak, is raising what we had been referring to yesterday as Kasha number one on our sugya. Rashi says, Nivdak Chametz B'tchila Sheish. We ought to, it's a Jussiv, we ought to be do B'dikas Chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour of the day, at the end of the morning. Kod Misuri V'arenu. Well, we'll do Bir Chametz before the Zman Isser. Rashi is working on the assumption, which we'll see Mirza Shem later on in Masechet as well, that you do not need to have destroyed your Chametz during hour number five. We assume that you need to destroy your Chametz before hour number six. Rashi is assuming, and there's plenty of basis for that, that you can do your Bir Chametz during hour number six. So he says, do your B'dikas Chametz at the beginning of hour six, and then over the course of hour six, you'll find the Chametz, you'll destroy the Chametz, it'll be gone by Chatzos. Kodem Yisuri V'arenu. Lama lakdu mekolei. Why do we need to make the B'dikas Chametz so early? We're moving it back to the beginning of the night. So many hours, and it's almost 18 hours early. Rashi says, Bishlami ar yamamahu il katarutzim asins nam b'sheish kamar. Mela, if Armin day, so then I could have answered, Armisha also means, when Armisha says day, or La Basa means day, it means the sixth hour of the day. Avalhasha tiksha, but now that we come to the conclusion that Ar means night, so obviously it doesn't mean the sixth hour of the day, if it means night. If it would have meant day, so then we could be flexible in terms of interpreting which hour of the day Armisha means. Now, that those last couple of lines, it's important to realize, obviously that Rashi is answering an unspoken question. It's an almost spoken question. Obviously, his kasha is what we had been describing yesterday as the first kasha in the sugya, which is why is the hasha the kaimelon? Why is the kasha of Nivdak Bishis only shver now that we've come to the conclusion that Orl Arbasa means night? Oh, now we're bothered. How can we undo B'dikas Chametz at the very end of the morning? And how about if it meant daytime? Kabbalah in daytime. So Rashi is raising that kasha and resolving it. His answer is, if R would mean Yamama, so then that could be, that's not clear when during the day. So then we could have said, okay, I would have guessed that R al-Basim is first thing in the morning, but okay, maybe Inachanayim, Nivduk Bishis. Inachanayim means the end of the morning. So the kasha only gets started once you say that R is Laila. But as you saw, many Rishonim are unhappy with this. Many Rishonim are happy with this. Rabbi Yehudah is unhappy with Rashi's Teretz. The Tosa Rosh is unhappy with Rashi's Teretz. And they say, what do you mean? They say, what do you mean? How could you tell me that R would mean... How could you tell me that if we said R is Yom, we wouldn't have Akasha? Because then we would say, nah. Then we would have said... Then we would have said that R means that morning specific at the end of the morning. So take a look. Take a look at Rabbeinu David right here. You have it in front of you on paper, and here it is as well on the shared screen. Pirish Rashi, Rabbeinu David says. Pirish Rashi Zal. De'i Amrinan. Or Yamamo, if we would have said only Akasha Hashta Kaimlon, because otherwise Akasha Midi, Iklamemad, Inachanam, the Bazik Peshes. Maybe Yom or means 6 hours. Ein Zeh Nachon. Then David says, Tosa Rosh raised the same Kasha. Or Mitzafra Mashma. What do you mean? It's clear that Al Hatzad, that R actually means day or morning, it means the beginning of the morning. I know, because one of the prime rayas that we had in terms of the language of Tanaim, that R means Yamama, was on the Beis HaMikdash, in the discussion of the Iser Melacha in the morning of Erev Pesach. There had been a machlokas there. Gora quoted a brisa, smack in the middle of Beis HaMikdash, a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. Me'imasa arbasa arsa vasilas melacha. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says mishasa ur. Rabbi Yehuda says mishasa neitzachama. The Gemara there had been working the assumption of Shasa Ur means specifically Alos HaShachar, the very beginning of the morning, even before the Hanayit Sachama, the sunrise, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. So it does not seem like Ur means any time during the day. If Ur means Yom, means primarily the beginning of the morning. Ur mitzafra mashmak, termina, blessed ben Yaakov, Omer, Shasa Ur. So the David is not satisfied with Rashi's Teretz, and the Tosa Rush raises the same concern. It from the same Raya, Blazer ben Yaakov, it seems like Or, if Or means Yom, it means the beginning of the day. It means the beginning of the morning. So now a Hadra Kosher Leduchta. Now the Kasha is back. So Ibrazai, so then why is the Kasha of Nivdik Beshis only Shver Hashtu de Kaimel on the Kuli Alma Or Urtu? How about if you think Or is Yom? Either way, the Mishnah is saying nighttime, or the Mishnah is saying the crack of dawn. But the Mishnah is not saying an hour before Chatzos Hayom. So why is the Kasha only Hashtu D'Kaimalon? So let's take a look at the language of Tosa Rush, and we'll come back to the Rabbeinu David as well. L'chach Nir Li, says the Tosa Rush. He did a Masla Hashtu. He's relying on what he says later. Well, we're relying on the next stage in the Gemara. We only ask this opening kasha nivdik mishis aliba demanda amar or al hatzada or urta. We didn't ask this kasha earlier in the Shaka Vataria because we were so mech on the teretz to the kasha. What does that mean? We're somech on the teretz of the kasha. I'm asking you a kasha. We'll get to the teretz later. I'm somech on the fact that v'chitem is using like the mitzvahs, but nivdek mitzafa. So hilkach lo parech el almay dekaimelon or urtu. The kasha is only or urtu because the next kasha is only going to be lamanda ama or urtu, alatzad or urtu. Because the next kasha is nivdek mitzafa. What do you mean the next kasha? But I don't talk about kasha number one. Why didn't I ask kasha number one earlier? You take a look, the Rav Avram Shoshana, who put out this edition of Tosa Rashi, they tell you in the introduction, this is the sefer that Yochevre bought for me. And thank you again. I'm excited to put it to good use. So this is like the alternative edition of Masilas Yesharim. This is another, the Tosa Rashi on Psachim is another one of the manuscripts that Rabbi Avram Shoshana of Cleveland tells, found in the Baron Ginsburg collection of manuscripts in St. Petersburg, in Leningrad. In his footnotes, he points to a Tosef Einu Peretz, who's even more explicit. La'olam vada yada hai teretz. They really knew this answer already. This reason like Tim Limitzis. When they asked the Kasha Nivduk Bishis, they already knew that the answer is going to be, oh, but reason like Tim Limitzis. And they were going to, refocus to kasha number two, which is okay, but I understand you're not going to do B'dikas Chametz at the end of the morning, but at least you do B'dikas Chametz at the beginning of the morning. But the question, what do you mean? He asked the kasha knowing the teretz. There's no point of a kasha. You don't know the teretz yet. We're looking for an answer. So, l'chor, what you see is the Balei HaTosis, Tosa Rush, and Tosa Meparetz are both assuming that that's not true. That is often the case. Their Ritva doesn't come down. Don't think the Ritva makes this comment here. Ritva makes this comment in other sugyas. That it's often the case that Gemara asks the kasha already knowing what the teretz is going to be. That it is not always true that the makshan doesn't know what the tartzin is going to say. Oftentimes, the Gemara raises a kasha knowing what the teretz is going to be. What do we call that? And when you raise a question, knowing what the answer is. Rhetorical question, exactly. And what the Balei HaTosis are saying is that Chazal will ask rhetorical questions. Sometimes kashas in Shas are actual questions. Someone asked the kasha, Mamash didn't know the answer. Someone else has given him the answer. Oh, thank you. Now I understand. But sometimes the Gemara raises it in the course of a Shaka Vitaria, there'll be rhetorical movement. It might raise a kasha knowing the answer. So the question, of course, then is, well, what does that mean? You raise a kasha knowing the answer, what are you raising the kasha for? What's the purpose of a rhetorical question? So that, actually, Rabbeinu David addresses. Take a look back. He has the same teretz in slightly different nusach. Yesh lefarish de I amrinan or yomomu. If he tells Rabbi David says, if you would say that or is day, hachanami ikelak shuye nivduk bishis demand the amr nagi tzafrakam. It's true, Rabbi David says. Even if we would have assumed, you know, even at the point of the Gemara where we were really entertaining the possibility that R means day, we could have still asked Nivdav Bishis. That would have been a good kasha, because R, even if R is Yomama, it means Nagi Tzafra, it means the very beginning of the day, it means dawn. Yeah, that would have been an okay question. El Delekalak Shu, so why didn't we ask this first kasha early in the Sugya? El Delekalak Shu, Nivdik Mitzafra, Shehi Ikarakoshia. But you couldn't have asked the second question, the follow-up question, which is, okay, I'm not going to check at hour 6, but at least let's check earlier in the morning rather than the night before. Shehi Iker HaKusha. That was the main point. This is the first kasha is the tafel. The second kasha is the Iker. And that, of course, is the purpose of a rhetorical question, is to set you up for the real point that you're angling to make. And that's what Rabbeinu David is saying. And that's what the Tosa Rosh, presumably, and Tosa Rosh Peretz are driving at as well. That's what all these three Rishonim are saying. That, and this is the first kind, Gorazi wasn't really asking Nivduk Bashis. Of course, he's in Magdim Lemitzis. That was just a setup for the real Kasha, was, I understand Zvizim Magdim Lemitzis, but Zvizim Magdim Lemitzis only pushes you back to them early in the morning. Zvizim Magdim Lemitzis does not push you back to the night before, which you remember Rashi had said that was based on the Avayashkin Avram Baboker. That was the real kash that Gemara is bothered by. Of course we know Zvizim Magdim Lemitzis, but Zvizim Lemitzis doesn't send you back to the night before. That was the real kash of the Gemara, and the Teretz was Machma Yitzchak, that, yeah, the reason for that, the other reasons for night, the Shasha Ben Adam Mitzim Bevateyem, or I know Yafel Lebedika, and so on and so forth. Now this is very significant, not just in terms of appreciating this particular Gemara, which is for that alone, it's already significant. And number one, just to appreciate the nuance of a Rashi. The Rashi is sensitive to Akash and answering, and to sharpen our eyes, to continue to sharpen our eyes and develop our skills of noticing the subtle kashas that Rashi is answering without explicitly raising them. And it's clear that the Rishonim understood Rashi that way, because they present, Rashi said this, but we don't like his teretz, and therefore, the Hadra Kosh L'Duchtim, we have to give another teretz to the kasha. And, even more significantly, perhaps, is you have the three major Rishonim, David, Tosa Rosh, and Tosa Peretz, who are all assuming that the Gemara's opening kasha might be rhetorical. And that is very significant in terms of what we might call Havaminaology. In terms of questions of Derech HaLimud, so you always have to figure out what the Hanachas of your Derech HaLimud are, and where those premises come from. So, sometimes it could be valuable to try to figure out to fully analyze what was the sheet of the Havamina versus what was the sheet of the Maskana. But it's not always so valuable to analyze what was the sheet of the Havamina, because sometimes it isn't really a sheet of the Havamina. That's what Rabbeinu David and Tosa Rosh and Tosa Peretz are all saying. That there isn't really a step one. It's really only a step two and a step three. We knew Zvizim Makdim Lemitzis. The point of the first kasha was really just to get us to the second kasha. So it seems like there are three stages in the Gemara. Stage one, where we really think that we should have Dikas Chabetz and Shas Shishas. And stage two, where we think it should be in the morning. And then stage three, where we finally understand why it's the night before. But these three Rishonim are all saying there is no stage one. There's only a stage two and a stage three. And what stage one was just the rhetorical buildup. We asked that first kasha knowing the answer. It was just a way of more effectively presenting the first answer so that we could more dramatically pose the second kasha, which was a real kasha. There was a real stage two. The actual Havamina is only later. It's Nivdak Mitzafra. Because after all, Ziz Makdim LeMitzvahs doesn't take you back to the night before. That middle stage Gemara, that was a real Havamina. And to that, the Gemara gave the answer, or the double answer, B'sharsha, B'rayadim Mitzvim B'vateim Araner Yafa L'Bedika. But not every stage of the Gemara is equally deserving always of full analysis. Sometimes, perhaps, but definitely not always. And that's what these three Rishonim are all saying. David, Tosa Rush, and Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz. Akiva had been waiting very patiently. So you're asking how come we need the rhetorical question, right? So if you want to really break it down, which is sort of the opposite of what Rabbeinu David and Tosfos Rosh are encouraging us to do, in order to ask effectively the question of Nivdak Mitzafra, we do need to lay out a couple of points. That in theory, the Zaman of Bedikas Chametz should be late in the morning of Erev Pesach, and based upon that, adding in the ingredients of Jesus Magdim Limitsis, that would take you back to the beginning of the morning. That's really the question. So instead of asking the question in that way, here's element number one, here's element number two, and the combination of the two should lead to Nivdak Mitzafra, the way the Gemara likes to often phrase element one and element two is using a Shaklavatario format. Say, instead of just saying directly, so prosaically, the Iker Zman of Bedikas Chametz ought to have been, in principle, Shah Shishas, and applying Zvi Zemekdil Mitzvahs would lead me to assume early in the morning, how come it's not early in the morning? The way we do that, those first steps, is through Akasha and Teretz format. It's a format that the Amoraim liked to use in developing ideas. And instead, they'll phrase it as, well, why don't we do Bedikas Chametz at hour 6? Because after all, that's when the Iker Zman is. Oh, no, the answer to that is Zvi Zemekdil Mitzvahs. Okay, but Zvi Zemekdil Mitzvahs, still, that only takes you back to earlier in the morning. It doesn't take you back to the night before. Ah, Tzarchian. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak gives the answer. So the Gemara phrases it as the Shaklavataria. But there aren't really separate stages of understanding along the way. It's really just a way of laying out all these elements. And that's why, again, Rabbeinu David and the Tosa Rosh are both explaining that's why the Gemara doesn't even get started with this until we've settled the fact that R is Lelia. Because if R is Yamama, there's really only one question we want to ask, which is Nivdak Mitzafra, and that question obviously is not Shver if R is Yamama. But once you come to the conclusion, R is Laila, then that's really Shver. But we need to explain the couple of steps in the thinking that get you, the couple of steps in the Cheshbon, the calculation, to get you to understand why it should have been Safra rather than Lelia. So we present those steps in the reasoning using a Shaklavataria, Akasha, and Teretz, even though we aren't really bothered by the initial Akasha. That's just the way the Gemara is Nusach in presenting the Cheshbon. Okay, so that's step number one in the Sugya. So now we appreciate really what the Gemara wanted. We knew Jesus Medina Mitzvahs, and we even knew, and the Gemara develops it dramatically, that Jesus Magdalene Mitzvah takes you back to the beginning of the morning, but not to the night before. So what was then Rav Nachman Yitzchak's Teretz? He says, it's so stage number three. What's Taka the Teretz? The Teretz is, B'shasha ben adem etzum b'vateim v'ar haner yafe le'bedika. Well, the real reason why it's the night before, it's not based on his reason, it's based on, we want to make sure people are home. It's much more practical practical in the sense that we're going to have greater compliance. We're masakin b'dikas chametz because we want people to fulfill b'dikas chametz, not just to have a rule in the books. Chazal made the rule because they want it to happen. So you're going to have more effective, you're going to have greater compliance, you're going to have more effectiveness if you're masakin the night before. There'll still be people who will be poshea, but there'll be far more people who will end up not doing b'dikas chametz if you schedule it for the morning. So instead of scheduling it for the night, that's the Gemara says, and or haner yafel lebedika. So why do we have two answers, and what's the second answer supposed to mean? So in order to explore this, so the Rishonim turn us to the sugya four blah later. When the Gemara finally gets up officially and on Zion Amid days, see there's a piska or haner. So first, the Gemara presents near Baam Zion Beis a series of drushas that indicate that Bedikas Chametz is supposed to be done La'or Haner, as opposed to some other type of lighting. And then you have the last line. On Zion Beis, you have a Tadar Rabbanan. Let's take a look. Tadar Rabbanan. Ein Bokin La'or Acham La'or Levanav La'or Havuka. The Braisa says you're not supposed to use, you obviously have to use some sort of lighting for Bedikas Chametz, but the lighting should not be sun, nor moon, nor torch. Not chama, not levana, and not avuka, but rather elal or haner. You want a taper, a candle. Why? A single wick. Why? In ner, we use ner to mean candle. They probably meant an oil lamp. An oil lamp with a single wick, rather than a torch on top of ches saman alf. How come pnesha or haner yafel bedika? Because Or Haner is better for Bedikas Chametz. Clearly, it's something that you can focus the light in a way that obviously you cannot focus unless you have a big mirror. You're not going to be able to get the Or HaChama, the Or HaLevana, into different nooks and crannies in your house. So the Or Haner is going to be much better. And Rashi points out the top of Rashi has a basic number later on. We're not going to see that Gemara now. Gemara later on has many different opinions in Amorim. How come Or Haner is better than Or HaAvuka? A torch you could also focus. Matter of fact, for those who speak British English, right, the Bizman is there, a torch actually means a flashlight. So why is a lamp better than a flashlight, better than a torch? That the Gemara is going to get. Okay. Apishen Rayel Davar Zeichel Davar. And the Gemara says we have, again, these drushes. The Braisa says it appeared to be asmachtos that indicate that you're supposed to use neros. Okay, let's skip down to the fifth line. Actually, let's go straight. Api Shemayel Davar, Zeichlo Davar, what's the Zecher? What's the hint, allusion, the psukim to the use of a ner? So you have a chain of psukim. Shivas Yamim Sa'ar Lo Yimatzei Bevateichem. So where else do you find the Torah talking about finding things? So vayichapes bagadol hechel vakatan kila. They start searching through the bags of all the brothers after they left Mitzrayim with the trumped up charges that someone had stolen Yosef Hatzadik's goblet, and vayimatzei, and the goblet was found. The goblet was found after this chipus, after the search. The goblet was found in the bag of Binyamin. So that connects Bal Yimatzeh, Sar Yimatzeh B'Vateichem, to this pasuk with the brothers. And there the term is chipus. And Ve'omer Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chofes Kol Chadrei Batan. Here we have the pasuk in Mishle. It speaks about a ner being used for chipus. Ner being used for searching. There it's talking about searching, a person doing a cheshbon nefesh, doing an internal search of one's neshama, of one's actions. But lamasa, that creates a connection, a chain between lo yimatze, the isra bar rabba yimatze, and a ner. Okay. So now Gemara wants to know 1 second. Hi, orachama hechidami. What does that mean, orachama? What does it mean? Bryce has to tell me, don't search for the chametz for arachama. Where exactly are you using arachama? Now, if you have your backyard, so there's a lot of arachama, but on the other hand, you don't need to do bigas hametz in the backyard. The chatzer, open space. If you have any crumbs outside, the animals will eat it up. The birds will eat it up. Ah, that's maybe it's bachsadra. It's an open-walled tent, which used to be an oddity. But nowadays, in the last year, this has become, last couple months, this is all the rage. We were zochet to be in an achsadra a couple of months ago. Now, you have an open wall tent, so you're not as certain that the birds will come and clear everything out, but there still is sunlight. Maybe that's what I told you. You need bedikas chametz, and you'll use this the sunlight to do bedikah in the achsadra. You can. It's an outdoor, open-wall tent. Yitaka can do b'dika l'or hachama. So in what scenario was the Braisa saying that ain't bokin l'or hachama? So the Gemara says, l'tzricha l'aruba de'becheder. It must be not an open-air tent, an achsadra, but a room in your house. But a room in your house, you have a skylight. You have an aruba in the cheder. You have a skylight leading into a room in the house. So there you would have had a hava mina that you could use sunlight. There is sunlight streaming into the room. Or might even say if you have a big window in a room. So the Gemara says, well, still, what's the problem with the hecha? Ilo v'hadei aruba, hainu l'achsadra. Why can't you use the arachama? Here I have a patio door. So if I raise the curtains, the sunlight's streaming in. So why can't I do that? I'll look under the desk. La'or ha-chama. What's wrong? That's the same as Rava's achsar la'or nedekes. Ella, let's start it. Now, the point is, yeah, you want to check the middle of the room where the sunlight is shining direct on the floor because doesn't that use the sunlight? But the point is, you cannot, if you want to look in the corners of the room, in the nooks and crannies and under the furniture where there isn't direct sunlight. The whole room is somewhat lit from the sunlight. It's not pitch black. It is somewhat lit, but the corners of the room don't have direct sunlight. And indirect sunlight is not good enough. Direct sunlight is fine. Rava did say achsadra la'or nevdekes. When the Tanaim said you cannot do bikas chametz la'or achama, that meant you cannot use indirect sunlight. Litzdadin, on the sides of the room, right? And you saw the Rambam lays it out. The Rambam lays it out very nicely. If you turn to the Rif, Daf Dalam and Aleph is where the Rif gets up to this Gemara and Daf Ches. The first thing you have to see is that the Ran quotes Yerushalmi. The Ran quotes Yerushalmi. Tan Rabbanu near the bottom of Dalam and Aleph, Daf Rif, Makshim Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has the other kash on this law in the Braisa. What do I mean, la'or hachama? Our Gemara said, why not use the arachama? What's wrong? Rava said, you can use arachama in achsadra. The Gemara's answer was, yeah, but you cannot use arachama l'tzdadin. If it's only indirect sunlight, if it's in the side of the room. Yerushalmi asks the opposite kasha, not why not use arachama more. Yerushalmi asks, why is it even a half a minute to use arachama? You have to tell me that I cannot use arachama. Of course you cannot use arachama, not just for halachic reasons, but for practical reasons. Because the sun goes out at night. Because there's something called sunset. Chiyesh chama v'layla. What do you mean? The Mishnah said you do b'dikas chama. It's at night. What sunlight? It's not a halachic question, can you use sunlight or not? There is no sunlight at night. U'mishani ti paser b'shalo badak. So the Yerushalmi answers, the Ran quotes, that this Braisa that raises the possibility of Arachama and tells me, but it's inappropriate to use Arachama. I might have thought you could. And our Gemara, for instance, said, yeah, let's talk about Litzdadin. When was that an issue? Bishalo Badak, if you didn't do Bikas Hametz, that's the Mishnah Yudam Abayz, that if you weren't, you're really supposed to do Bikas Hametz, Leil Yudale, that's our Mishnah Dav Beis, and the Mishnah of Yud says, but Yevi, you did the wrong thing, you skipped out, that you were too busy the night of Yudale, Rachman Litzlan, you were Mevatel, bedikas chametz, or maybe for good reason. There was some emergency came up, you weren't able, some other mitzvah, there was a hatzalah call, there was an ambulance call, whatever it was. And now you have to, so then, if you couldn't do bedikas chametz, or didn't do bedikas chametz, leil yidal, you have to do bedikas chametz in the morning of yidal. So that's, Yerushalmi says, and that's when the braisa says, don't do it l'arachama, even though you end up doing it Yom Yadalit, still use a ner. Don't rely on Arachama. And Aragamar, the Bavli, explained direct sunlight is fine. Achsadra l'orin of Dekes or Lahade Aruba, directly opposite the window, is fine. But don't use indirect sunlight to do because Hametz. If you're checking in the corners, checking in the side of the room, you gotta light and you gotta strike a match, you gotta light an air. Bismana Zay would say you have to turn on your flashlight. Now, with that in mind, we appreciate the nuance of the Rabbeinu Zrachya Halevi, the Baal Hamor. Here on the side, the Baal Hamor says, ah, ha desanya ein bodkin l'arachama. The Rif quoted the Brisa. Bottom of Zayim Abed, you're not allowed to do bedikas chametz l'arachama. Watch what the Baal Hamor says. It's subtle. But the Ramban jumps on him. The Baal Hamor makes an important point, but he makes it very, very subtly. Kidarko. Lo tema hani mili b'yud gimel sheisho livdok lila ba'asa. Don't say that the brisa meant on yom yud gimel. That the brisa is saying, don't do bedikas chametz la'or haner. Sheyeshal livdok lela ba'asar. That you should instead wait. Don't do bedikas chametz la'arachama. Instead, wait for the night of the 14th. Afilu b'yudalid. Even on the 14th, you shouldn't do la'arachama. And he says, the Yerushalmi says that b'feirish. Umefurish b'Yerushalmi. Lo la'arachama. Ayat yishchama b'layla. The answer is b'shalo badak. Afilu b'yom. And And he quotes the bottom line of the Rishalmi, I feel it by Yom, Sarach Livdok L'Arachama. Even at night, you're going to have to do B'dikas Chametz, even at day, excuse me, even if it's daytime, you still have to do B'dikas Chametz L'Ar Haner. What was the beginning of that Yerushalmi, of the Baal Hamor saying, though? Don't say we're talking about Yud Gimel. Don't say we're talking about Gimel. No, even Yudalad. The Bryce is even talking about Yom. Now the Bryce talking about Yom Yud Gimel. The Bryce is even talking about Yom Yud Dalad. So the Ramban, there could be more than one way to read this Baal Hamor, but the Ramban's read the Baal Hamor is very clear. Looking at the Milchamos, Amar HaKosev. Let's start a line or two in. Even the 14th. What do I mean, even the 14th, you shouldn't check L'ar HaChama. Even the 14th, you have to be L'ar HaNer. Even Yom Yudal. Hu Lashon Ma'ukam. Rabban says, the Baal Hamor is using a twisted language. It's deceiving. I don't like it. It's incorrect. Dafka B'Yudal. Only, but it's only talking about Yom Yudal. Yud Gimel. And the 13th, I feel Araner in a bodek. The Brisa says, don't do B'dikas Chametz L'Arachama, do B'dikas Chametz L'Araner. That was the Tanur Rabbana. So the Baal Hamor says, oh, that's true for Yud Gimel and for Yud Dalet. Says Rav Mechamas Chas V'Shalom. When the Brisa says, you may do B'dikas Chametz L'Araner, but not L'Arachama, that's only talking about Yom Yud Dalet. When you are Mechoyev to do B'dikas Chametz, if you missed it the night before. Don't do it L'Arachama, don't rely on sunlight, make sure you have a candle. He says, B'yom Yud Gimel. B'yom Yud Gimel. On the day of the 13th. It's not just an issue of don't use sunlight. You can't use candlelight either. B'yud Gimel. If you are an erin obodek. B'yom. On the 13th, you can't do B'dikas Chametz even by candlelight. Because Rav Nachman said, B'sharshmi adam utzim v'vatein. Aron ha'yafel b'dika. What does that mean? L'hamten ad yudalad. He says, "Lamta yudal shachris anarashai." Don't wait until the morning of the 14th, because then people aren't mitzvim bevatehen. But on the other hand, don't push back earlier to the 13th. And balahakdim nami b'shlosha aserin abodek b'pesha arhaner yafel abdika balayla. So the Ramban says, In other words, that Bedikas Chametz must take place early Yudalid, as opposed to the morning of Yudalid, and also as opposed to the day of Yud Gimel. It's specifically the night of the 14th, neither later nor earlier, says the Ramban in the Milchamos. And he says that's why the Gemara gave two reasons for the timing. Number one, B'shash Me'ad Mutzim B'vateyim, you want it to be at a time that people are home. And number two, Or HaNer Yaflu B'dika, that's when the light of the candle is particularly sharp at night, the contrast to the dark surroundings. Why the Gemara give both reasons? So the Ramban explains, because B'shash Me'ad Mutzim B'vateyim, when people are home, that's the night of the 14th as opposed to the day of the 14th. How about the day of the 13th? So you might say, well, people aren't necessarily home from work then either. True. But if I am, I'm not being poshea. This is the point that later Rishonim expanded upon, that the Ramban is already making. The first concern of Achba Yitzchak is B'shash B'yadim Mitzvim V'atayim, is what's really saying, you want to be at a time that people are home, because we want to avoid the concern of Pshia. We want to avoid the concern of people, you know, running overtime. Which is what we're doing right now. We're running overtime into Bikias. We better wrap up very quickly. Right? So if we allow you to not do it the night of the 14th, leave it until the day of the 14th, it might not happen. But if you want to do it the day before, that's fine. There's no Pshia. Do it during the afternoon of the 13th. If you're not home, okay, then you'll do it the night of the 14th. B'shash Me'ad Adam Mitzvim B'vateyim is the only reason to not do it later than Or Yudalid. But it's not a reason not to do it earlier than Or Yudalid, because again, while it's true literally, B'shash Me'ad Adam Mitzvim B'vateyim means night, but the point of it is to avoid Pshia. So Pshia is only a concern if you procrastinate. If you do it earlier, no concern of Pshia. So says Ramban, that's why Rav Nachman gave a second answer, which is Or HaNer Yaflu B'dika, that candlelight will be more effective when the rest of your surroundings are dark and there's sharp contrast. The candlelight is better at night than during the day. As a matter of fact, they go on to quote Yerushalmi. He says, Mefurush Shubi Yerushalmi is six, but it's more that Ron quoted one half of the Yerushalmi, the other half of the Yerushalmi, which Rabbeinu Hanan quotes and David quotes, several Yerushalmi here quote, they say that the candlelight is sharper, it's mavhik, it's sharper at night than during the day. So that's why you would want to do B'dikas Chametz Davka B'leil Yudalid, not B'yom Yud Gimel. Not just not B'yom Yudalid, not B'yom Yud Gimel. Not B'yom Yud Gimel. This position of the Baal Hamor is also, I should mention, is also explicit in the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam. He says it very, very clearly. So clearly that the... So clearly that the Darkei Moshe, the Ramban, the Tur, quotes this as a machlokas lahalacha between many Rishonim, who are following the Ramban, the Rush, the Ran, and so forth, versus the Magen Mishnah. Are you allowed to choose to be Kishavitz on the afternoon of the 13th? I like to go to sleep early. And you start doing B'dikas Chametz at 8 o'clock at night. Do B'dikas Chametz responsibly on a full-size modern home could take a couple of hours. I like to go to sleep early. I'll do B'dikas Chametz in the afternoon. Is that wrong? I'll do it L'Ar HaNer. We'll rely on Aracham. We'll do it L'Ar HaNer. So the Baal Hamor seems to say, the Magen Mishnah does say, that's totally fine. Just don't delay it. But the Rov Rishonim, the Rosh, the Ran, the Reino David, the Ritzval, all following this Ramban, say no, neither nor. Or Larbasa means not later and also not earlier. And they explain that's what the two reasons, as Ramban said, pithily, are. The first reason was that's why you don't delay until Yom Yudalid. But the second reason, Or Never Yafel B'dika, is necessary to explain why you cannot do it earlier, be Yom Yud Gimel. It needs to be Balayla. See, we're short on time, so I will point you to the Rabbeinu David work on explaining, well, how would Baal Hamor understand Or HaNer Yafel B'dika? Right? If you're saying it is okay to do B'yom Yud Gimel, just don't rely on Arachama, what does Or HaNer Yafel B'dika mean? The Rebbe Dava speaks about greater length. The Ritva says it more brief, more concisely. Says I would have. They reject this. They don't agree with the Balmar. They, the Ritva and the Rebbe Dava, ultimately agree with their Rebbe's Rebbe, the Ramban. I mean, the Rebbe Dava was a Talmud Ramban, and Ritva was a Talmud of a Talmud Ramban. But they explain that the position of the Baal Hamar is Or HaNer Yafa LeBedika means not that it's not explaining. You see, according to Ramban, Or HaNer Yafa LeBedika is explaining why Ner Balaila is better than Ner Bayom. But the Baal Hamar just understands that Or HaNer Yafa LeBedika is just explaining that Ner is better than Chama, which is what that Brisa had said on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. You use Ar HaNer, not Ar HaChama, and you want to do it at night because it's number one, Bnei Adam Mitzuyin Bivatehem, and that's when Neros are Mitzuyin. People are around, and people, we have the lights on all the time because lighting is very inexpensive nowadays. So we're very casual leaving lights on during the day also. But once upon a time, lighting was expensive. So you had the Neros on at night during the day. Who had Neros on? Who could waste money like that on oil? It was very precious. So according to Baal Hamor, it's not saying Ner at night versus Ner at day. It's just saying Ner versus Chama. You want to have Neros. That's the second reason why you want night. You want night because that's when people are more likely to be around, and it's when you're more likely to have Neros around. But if the people are already around Yom Yud Gimel, and the Neros are already Yom Yud Gimel, the Baal Hamor would say, we do not accept the position of the Baal Hamar in the Magid Mishnah. We accept the position of the Ramban, which is amplified and telescoped in later Doros, the Rosh, the Ranam, and the Dov, and the Ritva. Halacha l'maisa, we assume the Gemara is giving two different reasons. Or HaNer Yafa LeBedika, in addition to B'Shar Shmeyad Demetzim B'Vatehen, that's why it's Dafka Arli Yadalit, not earlier and not later.